Welcome to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and I want you to welcome our guest, Michael McNeely, who has celebrated his 15th year on staff with Crown Financial Ministries just this week. Welcome to the studio, Michael.
Thank you, Chuck. Thanks so much.
I can't believe it's been 15 years. You're too young to have worked here 15 years. Did you start in high school?
I was 12. Right.
Michael, it is always great to have you. And today we're going to talk about making Thanksgiving more meaningful. And many people may be wondering why a financial program would talk about making Thanksgiving more meaningful. But really, there's two reasons. I think, number one, it's become so commercialized, and it's a whack on many people's budget to try to sort of blow it out and do all the celebrating that they typically do. But secondly, you know, it's a time that was set aside by the pilgrims back in 1621 to celebrate that the divine provider had given them an abundance during their harvest. And so it's truly a time that we thank God for his provision. And so I think it's a financial weekend in some ways, a time to praise the Lord for his goodness and bounty. But Michael, it's really gotten off track, hasn't it?
It really has. And it's easy for people just to get routine in their life. And for me, I have to confess, many years it's just been two extra days off of work to rest a little bit.
And it's hard to believe that some people, the biggest thing they look forward to is overeating and watching a football game. But that's sort of what it's become, hasn't it?
It really has. And that was true for me. But lately I have a daughter who's 10 and another daughter who's 7, and we have a young family here. And I've just been thinking, now is the time for me to teach these kids and teach our family and show our family why we believe what we believe. And now's the time to set these traditions and to make it more meaningful.
Well, I know we have many listeners that have been doing Thanksgiving the same way for many, many years. They faithfully listen to this program. They're getting prepared to do Thanksgiving the same way they've always done it. But we also have some very young listeners, young families, who are trying to set their own traditions like you're doing. Mm-hmm. And I did challenge you and task you with coming up with five ways that, from your own experience or things that you've studied, that our listeners can learn to make Thanksgiving a more meaningful holiday. And you've accomplished that task, haven't you?
That's what I've done, Chuck. I have five tips here that my family is doing, and I think a lot of other people are doing too. And this really helps us get into the season and make Thanksgiving more meaningful to us.
And they're not going to cost a lot of money, is that right?
That's right.
So we're not going to violate any principles. We're going to make it more meaningful and do it within the budget so anybody can do it. Well, Michael, I'm looking forward to talking to you about five tips to make Thanksgiving more meaningful. We'll do that when we come back. I'm Chuck Bentley, and you're listening to Money Life.
Tired of struggling to pay your bills every month? Not sure where your money's going? Are you ready to get out of debt? Well, the way out isn't always to make more money. Often it's learning to manage what God has already given you. And Crown Financial Ministries has something that'll help you do that. Crown Envelopes is one of the most advanced online money management systems ever. It will help you easily create a home budget online in a secure environment and connect it to your bank and credit card accounts. Then, Crown Envelopes will automatically track your spending, update your budget, and tell you how much you have left to spend in any budget category. You'll have access to your financial information 24/7 from home, work, even your cell phone, so you can always know where you stand financially and make informed decisions. Take control of your finances today and sign up for Crown Envelopes at crown.org. With Crown Envelopes, you can become debt-free. Again, Crown Envelopes is available at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Today's guest is Michael McNeely, and we're talking about five tips to make Thanksgiving more meaningful, things that you can do that are not going to cost you money and really add a lot of memory to your Thanksgiving holiday. And Michael, let's just jump right into it. What's number one?
Well, number one is to genuinely thank someone. This will take a little effort. You have to get out of your comfort zone. But think back, when was the last time you genuinely expressed your thanks to someone who's meant a lot to you? Now think about this. For example, your mom or your dad, how often do you tell them you love them? 2 weeks ago, I wrote my dad a letter and told him five things I thought were so special about him and that made an impact on my life. And I ended it by saying, "I love you, Dad." Hmm. And that took a little bit of effort. But I tell you what, he was moved and I was moved. And it really, really helped us in our relationship.
Well, Michael, as we head towards the actual day when most of us are going to be sharing that day with family members, what are some other ways that we can genuinely thank someone and express our gratitude to them?
Well, Chuck, you can write personal notes. You can send it emails. Just think about those people in your life that have meant a lot to you. Perhaps it's a boss. A couple days ago, I felt inclined to send one of my very first bosses an email thanking him for his great leadership style, his ability to challenge me and get me out of my comfort zone. And it really did a lot for me as a young man. And I thanked him for that, and he was moved.
Well, Michael, I remember one of the most memorable Thanksgivings was hosted in our own home, and we were young like you were at the time, and we volunteered to let everybody come to our house. And so we felt a little bit of the pressure. But I remember thinking, I have the platform. I mean, I have the privilege to set the tone and to say something nice. And not all the family were believers. Not all the family that were coming were Christians at all. In fact, a very vocal atheist was a part of our family. But during that year, my brother-in-law had professed faith in Christ. And I just decided to go around the room before we prayed and to thank everyone for something. Mm. And when I came to him, I thanked him for having the courage to profess faith in Christ. Mm. And I told him how proud I was of him, and I thought it was the greatest decision a man could ever make. And I got a lump in my throat, mm-hmm. because it was a way to witness to our family members. It was a way to express my own personal values and gratitude. And you know, my brother-in-law was killed less than 90 days mm-hmm. after that. And I still look back on it and think, why was that so uncomfortable? Mm-hmm. I'm so glad that I did it, that we used that time to really express what we were thankful for. And I've never had a Thanksgiving that I've cherished as much as that one, Michael.
That's great. Well, everybody needs to hear that now and then. And I like to go around the table at dinner time and just the kids and my wife and I will just thank each other for various things in our life. And it really picks you up and makes you feel better.
Well, I know this tip number two is what so many people do, and it's become a family tradition for you as well. Tell us about number two.
Yep. Number two is to help someone who is truly in need. James 1:27 says, "Religion that is pure and undefiled before God is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction." And that's just a great verse that just outlines what God thinks is pure religion, is to help those in need around you. So there's many ways you can do this. You can go to your church and see if they have a list of widows or single moms or people that you can partner with and help. I'm a budget coach at my church, so I come in contact with a lot of those great ladies, and we just help them in many, many ways. We get families. We assign families from Sunday school classes who want to help to widows and single moms who need this help.
Well, I know that many people go and volunteer on Thanksgiving Day to mm-hmm. serve food in soup kitchens and homeless shelters and places like that. In fact, I have a friend that their family's done that as their tradition forever. I mean, that's what they've always done, and they don't have their own Thanksgiving meal until they've gone and served others. But you've actually done that as well, haven't you?
I did do that, Chuck, and we have a great homeless shelter here in town that helps people every day. But I've got to confess, 10 years ago, I was volunteering at this homeless shelter, and I was driving to it, and I was complaining. I was having a pity party, saying, my life is not good. I don't make enough money. I don't have enough things in life. And as I walked into the homeless shelter, they were in the middle of worship, and I looked over and saw a homeless man. He had both hands over his head praising God, and beside him was a garbage bag full of all the possessions he owned. And God spoke to me and just said, it's relative, isn't it? It's yeah. all about the perspective.
It put it all in perspective, didn't it?
It really did.
Well, there's other very practical ways besides volunteering in a kitchen over the Thanksgiving holidays that we can help other people in need. And tell me some of the things that you found in your research.
Sure. You can help think about single moms, all of the difficulties they have in life. A gift certificate to a grocery store would be wonderful. Or how about just babysitting her kids so that she can go out and have a nice dinner? Think about anyone that you know who has lost their job. What would it do in their life if you were to pay their electric bill for them 1 month? That would really make a big impact.
Well, I know in one side of the family, the tradition on Thanksgiving Day is not to go out and to do the soup kitchen or homeless shelter, but to actually invite others in. And when we go to Ann's side of the family, we can just count on the fact that it's not going to be all family. Sometimes we don't know who's going to be there.
Right.
But for years, there was a particular man that came and joined our family. We all got to know him well, and I don't really know how he entered our life, but he was a single man, kind of quiet. And 1 year, he didn't come because he had committed suicide that year. And we never really knew the whole story behind it, but someone believed it was just out of sheer loneliness. And I just remember thanking God for all those years that our family had reached out to him and included him and made him feel a part of our own family. Well, what's tip number three to make Thanksgiving more meaningful?
Tip number three is to count your blessings. I've got a Thanksgiving challenge. We've still got a couple weeks before Thanksgiving, but I'd like for everyone listening to start their day by counting their blessings. Seriously, count them. We have a seminar instructor here that works with us at Crown named Rob Taylor, and he's a successful, has been a successful NFL football player. But Rob does not get out of bed and put his feet on the ground until he counts 10 blessings every day in his life.
I have heard some people call that the golden moments of the day, when your mind is completely fresh. It's not polluted with all the things you're going to worry about. It's not polluted with all the challenges you're going to face that day. But you literally lay in bed, and I didn't know Rob practiced this, and you thank God for the things, all the things that you can think of it, and he stops at 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
How would that apply on Thanksgiving Day? And are you suggesting we're prepared to express those out loud to one another?
That'd be great. You can do it like Rob did as you start your day, or around the Thanksgiving table, one by one, as you mentioned earlier. Just have people count their blessings and talk about things that they're thankful for.
Well, you're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We're going to continue when we come back with five tips to make Thanksgiving more meaningful this year.
When it feels like talking to your young child about money just isn't enough, there's a fun, easy, and visual way you can show them how to honor God with their money. The ABC Learning Bank from Crown Financial Ministries. This popular tool goes beyond a traditional piggy bank. Created with three colorful compartments in the shape of letters, the ABC Learning Bank will give your child a fun, hands-on learning experience as they discover that A is for giving, B is for saving, and C is for spending. Imagine them applying that learning for a lifetime. The ABC Learning Bank is recommended for children ages 3 and older. To order an ABC Learning Bank for a child in your life, go to crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976. Again, the ABC Learning Bank is available by calling 1-800-722-1976 or visiting crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Our guest today is Michael McNeely. Michael, we're counting five tips to make Thanksgiving more meaningful, and we left off with tip number three, to literally count your blessings, to start counting them now leading up to Thanksgiving Day, and be prepared to express them. And as I think about that, I'm just picturing your own family, and you have a daughter who suffers with cystic fibrosis, and I can only imagine what it's going to be like to hear her express her blessings around the Thanksgiving table. What do you expect it's going to be like at your Thanksgiving this year?
Well, Chuck, it really is humbling, but we thank God for every day. We thank God for good health. We thank God for every breath that we take. I'm thankful for the little things, a roof over our head, the food that we eat, just being together. We're thankful for our family around the table, holding hands and just having a good time together. So it's very, very special.
Well, Michael, I know when you're faced with the circumstances that you're faced with in your family, recognizing our eternal salvation has to be something that you're just so overwhelmed by, that you're truly grateful that you know the Lord and your children know the Lord.
It really is. That's the most important question. So if I ever get down or I have a bad attitude or something, I try to go back to who I was before Christ. And if you'll remember that time and when he came into your life and saved you, that's a blessing that needs to be counted. And you cannot help but have a good attitude. It just improves your whole perspective.
Well, tip number four, Michael, is to realize that we're all rich. Why did you come up with that as a tip for making Thanksgiving more meaningful?
Yeah. Well, that's just a thought on perspective again. Listen to this verse in 1 Timothy 6:17-18. It says, "Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to serve." I used to think that was for rich people, you know, people who are obviously rich and wealthy. But you know what, Chuck? As Americans, we're all rich. And if you compare us to the world's population, we're in the upper percentages of those as it pertains to wealth.
Well, Michael, I read a statistic recently that said those people who are classified as living in poverty in our country, about 85% of them have a color television, a microwave, and at least one vehicle. Now, I recognize that times can be very difficult, and there's going to be some suffering in the days ahead with the great unemployment that we're experiencing right now. But our level of suffering is totally different than those who are starving, mm-hmm. those who have absolutely no access to clean water, no access to transportation. They have no options in life, and they live on the edge of survival. And when we see it in the bigger picture, it's exactly as you're saying. We are the richest people in the history of the world, all of us.
Absolutely.
And Paul said to command those of us to withdraw our hope from money and to put our hope in God. And what a great time to remember that then right around the Thanksgiving table. And what a great verse to set up a time to have a deep spiritual conversation with your family this year.
It really is. Well, Chuck, just think about that. There are 1 billion people today that live on less than $1 a day. Another startling statistic to me is almost 800 million people will not eat today. So that really does put things in perspective. And I like to think about this. I saw a video that described some of these. Is if you have any car whatsoever, you're rich. If you have a home, any home whatsoever, you're rich. If you have drinking water, as you mentioned today, you're rich. So now is the time to really think about that, change your perspective, and thank God for all the many blessings we have.
Well, Michael, let's talk about tip number five, which is to start a Thanksgiving tradition that's very meaningful to you. Unpack that one for me.
Sure. Traditions are real important to me. My mom and dad had a lot of great traditions, and that just brings our family together and enriches our life. But this is where you get to put your personal stamp on Thanksgiving or any holiday for that matter. So think about what are the things that are important to you? What do you want to teach your kids? And how can you get out of the routines and the comfort zones to express with your family your gratitude to Christ? And so our family likes to help, as I mentioned earlier, widows and those less fortunate. So through my budget coaching, we come in contact with people who need some physical help. So it's just our joy to take food to them. My wife took a lady to get some prescriptions filled the other day and then to the grocery store. We take our kids along. They make homemade cards. But it's really been our joy through the Thanksgiving seasons to help those less fortunate.
Well, you also recommend picking a theme that everyone is interested in. For instance, if everybody in the family is interested in politics, you recommend passing out cards and writing those people that you appreciate who serve our country in the political arena, writing them a thank you note.
Absolutely. Romans 13, such a great chapter about praying for those in authority over us. And so if politics is important to you, write those letters. It's so easy to complain, but why not thank those instead that are in charge over us?
You also recommend starting a tradition of helping the pastor and his family. What are some things we can do for our pastor?
Sure. Think about your pastor. Maybe you and your family could go over on Thanksgiving Day and rake his yard. There's a lot of leaves falling right now, but do something physical to help your pastor. Perhaps take them a meal or invite them to your house. The options are endless how you can help your church or help your pastor.
Well, Michael, one of the traditions in our family is that we've started turning off the TV, and it does not control the tone or the pace or the content for our day. And what we've decided to do is to read God's word and then to pray together, truly pray together and thank God out loud. and as we count our blessings and as we thank Him for His abundance. And then we can break up later and go watch some TV or go outside and play. But it used to be that that was way out of priority for us. And now that we've established that tradition, Thanksgiving has become much more meaningful. But thank you for this research, Michael, and I do appreciate all that you've shared with us today, and I hope you'll come back and join us.
I'd love to, Chuck. Thank you.
Well, when we come back, Dave Ball is going to join us, and we're going to ask you for your thoughts on how to make Thanksgiving more meaningful this year. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. Crown Financial Ministries is proud to introduce God Provides, a new film learning experience featuring Golden Globe nominee Dean Jones.
What if God told me to do something I did not understand?
Through epic storytelling, this series of six short films presents timeless illustrations of God's never-failing ability to provide for His people. See the hand of God at work in engaging biblical stories that remain true even today in making life decisions. With each film, you'll receive a companion guide with discussion questions and activities to use with your family or a group. God Provides is available now at crown.org or by calling 1-800-722-1976. To learn more about the films, visit crown.org/God Provides.
Well, welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And Chuck, I was able to eavesdrop on your conversation with Michael, and it was a great reminder just to be thankful and ways to express that thankfulness to those that are dear to us.
Well, you know, we often get trapped in man's economy when we think about Thanksgiving or even Christmas in this day and age. But God wants us to remember that Thanksgiving is about His economy, His abundance, His goodness. And you have some family traditions as well that you've worked towards making Thanksgiving more meaningful too, haven't you, Dave?
Well, Chuck, for the last 24 years, all of our married life, Cindy and I have never lived near family. And so subsequently, we have found people in our network, whether at church or at work, who also don't have family. And so part of what our Thanksgiving celebration is we invite those people to come, and we're family together. And so those are very meaningful times. And we always have somebody in the group that nobody else knows. We'll have just run into them or vice versa. And that is a great way to bless people, even those that you don't even know.
Well, Dave, that reminds me of a story I heard years ago, actually listening to Paul Harvey. And he told the story of listening to a radio broadcast where a celebrity chef was being interviewed. And then he took questions from the audience. And a little old lady called in and said, sir, I'd like to ask you a question. I've had a turkey stored in my freezer for a number of years, and do turkeys freezer burn? And he said, well, how long have you had it in your freezer? And she said, I think about 15 years. And he said, well, yeah, it probably at this point would be okay to eat it, but it would taste a lot like a cardboard box. And she goes, but it's not poisonous or bad or anything. He says, no, it's just going to be pretty much tasteless. She said, okay, I'll just give it to the church. And, you know, Dave, in all seriousness, oftentimes that truly is our attitude towards giving. We'll just give God what we don't need, or we'll give Him what's left over, or we'll give Him something that we really have sort of ultimately discarded in our life anyway. But I want to talk to our partners and let you know that between now and year end, over 25% of our annual budget is received through the charitable and generous contributions that you will make to become a part of what God is doing through this ministry. And I'd like you to be prepared to give and to give generously so that we can reach more people with the liberating message of the truth of living in God's economy. I hope you'll make plans to become a partner with Crown Financial Ministries this year.
Well, and if you'd like to give a gift to Crown Financial Ministries, you can do that a couple of ways. You can go online to crown.org and you can donate there, or you can call toll-free 1-800-722-1976. That's 1-800-722-1976. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.